Ooh, you overheated your clapping? Oh, that is smart. Get that nanite paste in your hands. Ghost Dragon, I get it. All right, so we have QLAP. Is that like Klingon clapping? I feel like that's probably Klingon clapping. Alrighty, friends, we have an extremely long agenda for me. I got like the longest one I've had in a long time. So much stuff to talk about. All right, first off the rip, this is a request from Rose. Rose, can you next up? Can if you have old images or propaganda, etc., we are looking for long saved images to put on the Goon Wiki. So go ahead and just send it to Rose. And we can get it on the wiki and preserve our history. Digital history is like really important, and it's hard to. Sorry, I just started choking. This has like happened twice now. Earlier, Zintage started choking while we were having a meeting, and Beyond immediately said, "Can I have your stuff?" Immediately, no pause. Anyway, yeah, we want your old propaganda. It was the Ilum meeting, Emperor. We were having our Ilum meeting. Okay, so old propaganda, old images, any kind of old stuff that you think would be worth saving that you have saved on your hard drives, go ahead and put it there. It'll help preserve it, help preserve our history. Good stuff there. Okay, thank you to SoapLab. We are getting the new SRP app rolled out basically at midnight tonight. It'll become a pumpkin or not become a pumpkin. What happened at midnight? I don't really remember. My Cinderella, but at midnight something happens. New SRP app. SoapLab has put a lot of effort into this, and it looks really good. So we're very excited about it. We're moving our SRP app into the into Web 3.0. All right. I have an important announcement for you all. Very important. If you post in the Honeypot channel on the GSF Discord, you will be banned and you will not be unbanned. Please do not message me for your friends. Do not message me yourself. It's really clear. It says it right there. You will be banned. It doesn't matter if it's a joke. And yes, director Joe Painter has not been unbanned. You will not be either. I cannot be more clear about this. If you want your moment of glory where you can continue the chain of counting, you will not get unbanned afterwards. That's just how it's going to work. I don't know why people thought, oh, I could do this joke and then they won't do what they said they're going to do. We're doing what we said we're going to do. Speaking of Discord, new record 140. I believe it is the highest we have counted so far, other than the one patty cake that I'm not counting. 140 is pretty impressive for us. Sana, the counting channel, we've counted to 140. Goons can count to 140. Truly amazing. What a day. Double SoapLab mentioned, we have the new news site coming up. It loads so much faster, and it should not crash to a Goons Rush now. So when Aoife pings out the fireside notes or when we send anything on the news site, just clicking on it by a bunch of people should not crash the site. Thank you to SoapLab, who turned in two projects in 1 week. Truly kind of man I want to emulate. So
Everybody, should,
we get
it's not
yes,
crashed yet. It's not crashed yet. So people should click more on it.
oh yeah. Stress test it. Go ahead and click the link. See if it loads. Loaded for me. Yeah, we start getting DDoSed. I will say our date format on here is disgusting. It is like the worst of all worlds.
And you can blame Aoife for that.
Yeah, the year should come first, then the month, then the date. Use ISO, what is it, 8004? Anyway. This is terrible. I mean, what? Oh. 8,601. Thank you. Yes, Doomlord. That is the correct proper date format. Date, month, year, years is no, that's not correct.
It works for pretty much everywhere in the world outside the US. So,
Apple, let me ask you a question. What time is it right now where you are?
It's 21:07.
You mean 0721? You put the smaller number first, right? The date, then the month. So you mean 0721. Apple is owned with facts and logic.
No.
Guys, oh, so it's reiterate. We have a huge agenda today.
A lot to talk about here, guys. A lot to talk about here. All right. So I did promise you guys the week of Sir, and we've got two Sirs coming up. So next week, we will be launching the 2026 survey. The 2026 survey will be launching next week. We want to get maximum participation. We are going to be translating it to other languages this time for non-native English speakers. So you'll be able to participate in hopefully some other languages that we're getting done right now. Yes, I did steal this idea. The survey was a stolen idea. And we're looking forward to that. We had a lot of participation on the last one. It was really useful. The way we did it was not ideal. We really improved the way we're going to be parsed the information. So hopefully I'll be able to give you guys better information than I was last year. Once we're done with the survey, I will tell you guys all the interesting facts that I come up with, any interesting things we learn. And so participating will only give you good info as well. All right. I won't do the second Sir just yet. But I have been told by our CSM reps that CCP is requesting, please do bug reports, press F12 in game and actually submit a bug report. I have been told that right now, for instance, asteroids are burst jamming people. Essentially, asteroids are unlocking themselves after you lock them. For some people, go ahead and hit F12 and submit a bug report. CCP wants the bug report because when you submit it, they get a log of what happened to your client. As you recall, we submitted a bunch of bug reports on the carriers, and those have been, as far as I know, fixed or at least greatly improved. So CCP wants bug reports. We want to send them in. So if you have a bug, don't just complain, in Elysium or to your representative. Go ahead and press F12 and submit it. True, we can only submit the reports. We cannot make them fix them. Like, they obviously have priorities and only so much dev time. So is what it is, but go ahead and do it anyway. All right, next week, we are going to have SIG leaders come in here and have 30 seconds to pitch their SIG and/or squad on here and tell you about what they're doing. If you are a SIG leader and you're interested, message sticks, and just sign up for a slot. And we'll give you 30 seconds to pipe up, say what you've been doing, and go ahead and, talk about what you want to do. And if you want someone to read it, like, just give us a little something and we will read it for you. So if you don't want to talk in front of everyone, if you're a little shy, it's okay.
And if your SIG reader is not here from a SIG you are in, then just make sure you poke that person, everybody in the SIG, that he should apply.
All right. Here's an announcement for some of you guys want some money. Do you guys want some money? If you have bonds of any sort and any amount, we will buy back bonds of any sort or any amount that you have given to the Alliance. We will cash them in. So do you have any amount of bonds? And if you want to turn your shares in for cold, hard cash, we will provide you with cold, hard cash for any amount. Do you have to? No, you do not have to. We will buy them voluntarily at the moment. Mention it to any finance director. You can also join shares at conference.goonfleet.com on Elysium. So message any finance director or join shares at conference.goonfleet.com, and we will buy out whatever amount you possess at face value. All right. Let me see. A lot more stuff to talk about here. Like I said, ton of the agenda. Okay, here's some interesting news. The moratorium on Avatar creation, that is the Avatar class Titan, has been lifted. If you would like to make yourself an Avatar, you may go ahead and create an Avatar. We are still overly indexed into Avatars, but we're at a place now where we don't feel like it's somewhat crippling. So if you'd like to build yourself an Avatar, you may go ahead and start building them now. We are not going to do a swapsy anymore. You can, and yeah, it did take about 3 or 4 years to get this in a place where we can lift the moratorium. Yeah, our Titan numbers are really, really nice now. As far as our distribution, it is very good. Even Erebus, which was lagging behind, has caught up, which is quite good. So we're pretty happy where we are. We think we're going to go probably back heavier on Avatar again. And of course, if there's a major war and people resub, non-active people, those will be even more Avatars. But it's at the point where a lot of the negatives that had had, you know, issues will be addressed at this point, and we have enough that it's not a problem anymore.
I wanted to key up specifically to shout out a very small class of people, which are those who own Avatar Blueprint originals. You got fucked the hardest, and we thank you for your service during this long time, but you still have those blueprints, so get out there.
Vebery Tahanida, or a name similar to that, says, how many Titans do we have in total? Kazanir, could you go ahead and just DM him that number, and also how many we have in build and where we're building them? That'd be ideal.
Certainly.
If you could just send all that info over to him, it'd be real nice.
We refer you to the results of the previous engagement in M2 Tech XFE.
Yeah. The truth is that we have a rough idea how many Titans we have, but we really don't know like exactly, because some of you guys aren't subbed with your current Titans, and there are a lot of goons that, you know, in a major war would come back. So the answer is a lot of them. That's the answer I can give you. A lot of them, and that's not a BS answer. We know we have a lot of them. We really don't know exactly how many we would have in any situation. Kind of makes it fun. Shorty, you're saying, yeah.
There was a really good question. With this moratorium lifted, does the military still have a preference for a particular Titan type?
That's a good question. Thank you for bringing that up. What I've always said is just build the Titan that speaks to you, and that seems to be going pretty well. I don't think we actually have a strong preference anymore. I would say if you are undecided, build an Erebus. That seems to be the least popular one. I also think the Erebus might be the best Titan as far as tanking. It's either the Erebus or the Levy, and there's two different scenarios. The Levy, as far as eating raw DDs, is the least likely to die. But if you are getting shot by Dreads or other Titans with guns, the Erebus is the best one, and it's not close really. The Erebus is just the best one if you're getting shot with guns. So this is probably one of those things where if you get an Erebus, you'll probably get DD'd. And if you get a Levy, you'll probably get gunned down, right? Like, that's just how it's going to happen. You know, that's just the law of EVE Online. It's like whenever you train for a new doctrine and immediately a different one is, you know, taken up right as soon as you finish training for the first 3 or 4 years you play. Anyway, but yeah, if you think that in the next major Titan fight, Dreads are going to be a major thing, the Erebus is a really good one. So I would just say Erebus is probably the most desirable in that it seems to have the least natural uptake. But other than that, just build whatever your heart desires. Malcolm says longest fireside ever. Hardly. We're not even close to the longest fireside ever. We are not even close. All right. What else do we have on the agenda for me to tell you about? All right, let's talk about the second, sir. Stupid idiot Rorquals. Welcome aboard to Stupid Idiot Rorquals, sir number two. Stupid Idiot Rorquals are the new home defense, we're going to call it. It is, Zintage, is it a replacement? Are we calling it the replacement?
Yeah, within the next month, we plan to fully replace Sif with it.
Yeah, so we're replacing Stupid Idiot Fleet with Stupid Idiot Rorquals. The reason we're doing this is because people have basically finally, after 3 years, kind of started figuring out the weaknesses and how to counter Stupid Idiot Fleet. And Rorquals have a ton of advantages. They have really strong drones. They can double the damage by sieging, which we don't plan to do that often. They have a giant reduction in space aids. I don't remember what it's actually called, the actual name for that, but
fatigue.
They have a giant fatigue reduction, 90% reduction, so almost non-existent. And they can basically jump in and help anyone, and then jump to the next person and sort of chain through in ways that are we can't really do right now. And they also have 3 million HP, which is pretty strong. 3 million HP is considered good. And you can carry, essentially, if you've ever never done a combat Rorqual, you can carry essentially infinite drones. Like, you will never be defanged. It is almost impossible. It's basically impossible to be defanged. There are so many drones. Like, drones? Yes. So, Stupid Idiot Rorquals will be coming in as the new Stupid Idiot Fleet. We are going to be rolling out and replacing it. And like I said, our enemies have basically started to figure out how to counter it. And it's like, it just took them 3 years, but they got there. And so now we are adapting. This is going to be pretty cool. It should be fun. And the Rorqual is like the least expensive capital, I think. So it is the least expensive one to get into. We are pushing into capitals in a big way. We've got Tiger Claws. We've got Stupid Idiot Rorquals. We're having a lot of fun building capitals and going around. And this is basically Yacht Fleet 2.0 for us. We're in our Yacht Fleet 2.0 era. If you were one of the people who had 80,000 Rorquals from back in the day, you've just been kind of dragging them around, you can put them up for sale now. There will be a lot of demand. When do we get the build for Works? I mean, I don't know what that question means exactly, but you can start building them right now if you want to.
They're very easy to build. They're actually a great, great introduction to building capitals because they only take about half of the complicated stuff that capitals take. So I'd be surprised if they're profitable to build right now, actually, just because I know that we have so many. But if they are, by all means.
They're kind of nice because you can just slam in a bunch of mins, basically, with limited other inputs, right, Cass?
Essentially, yeah, minerals and PI are the big things, right? It's, if you start doing them, you'll have to do about half of the work that someone does if they have to build a carrier or something.
So truly amazing. We need to do PI. There's another one. We got there. Bingo for someone. All right, if you want to help the Alliance and you like playing Space Trucker Simulator, just put it this way. If what I said about date, the proper date format really bothered you, you're probably German, and you're ideal to be a Sky Mule. We are looking to recruit Sky Mules right now. They go around, they play Space Trucker, and they're actually really vital for the Space Empire. It is a super important role, and it's something that we would like you to sign up for if you were bothered by me saying the incorrect date format. Ill members, have I got through the entire everything?
I think I got through everything. I think that is everything.
Wow. All right. So with all of those items gone through, I will now open up the floor to questions. 20 minutes of agenda items. Go ahead, and I will try to answer your questions as best I can. We did claim that you stole an idea to get the Sir Fleet. Yeah, well, it wasn't really my idea. So I did steal it because I just talked about it like I came up with it, which I did not at all. So it totally fits. When is Sir effective? I'm pretty sure we're already doing that, right, Cintage?
We plan to phase it over the next month. So.
Next month. There you go.
We understand it's like long training for quite a few people.
Are we 100% certain Asher isn't John C. Reilly? We're not 100% certain. I don't know why John C. Reilly in particular. Did you guys watch Winning Time, the Lakers thing that was on HBO for like 2 months or two seasons, I should say? It was so good, they canceled it, unfortunately.
Yes, your marshals are disappearing, guys. I've seen it last, like, 7 times. The marshals will not be going with Sir.
Were Rorks chosen because fighters still suck? No, I mean, carriers will stack up space aids in, like, 2 jumps, just in case. So, Stixability will be the person to message for Sig contacts. Bakumono, Stixability. We call him Stix, but he is Stixability.
It doesn't matter what character you train Sir on. It's home defense doctrine. So
you know what, you're right. I do actually clap at the end sometimes, Terrio, just so I don't get kicked out. Rules apply to everyone, as we've learned with the Honeypot channel. Yeah, Rorks also have really good jump range, by the way. I should have mentioned that. Huge jump range. I don't remember. Do they get one extra light year? I think they get one light year over Blops, right?
No, two. Two.
It's two. They have jump freight range, but realistically, we're still going to be locked to a super range, guys. So, no, yeah. Your umbrella's not getting bigger.
You'll still need faxes.
Are you trying to tell me you don't have enough space?
Clap fleet when? We'll try to come up with another clap fleet sometime. Remy's asked about war, I think, approximately 8 times. Yeah, where we are fighting in Geminate as we speak, and there will be more fights coming up. So, you know, go to those fights. This is a major cross-train, says Gurex. Yeah, if you have not trained for the Rook before, there's a lot of skills you have to pump in. We are aware, yes. Luckily, a lot of people have done it, and it is a very useful ship. Otherwise, let's talk about that for a second. It's a good point. If you mine, it is a really good ship to mine with or to help mine with. So it's excellent to have those. And you can run beacons with two of them, which is what I do. I run two Rorks to run beacons. It is a real nice way to do them. So there are multiple ways to make Rorks work for you.
Just to be clear, guys, if you have Tiger Claw skills, like you can fly the Tiger Claw, within 1 month of training, you will be able to fly this Oracle. We're not expecting you to have the Panic Module skills. We're not expecting you to have T2 Siege. It's basically just the very bare minimums to fly this thing.
The simple bare necessities. CCB will definitely nerf the Oracle again. We'll see. Yeah, I mean, that's always a possibility when we start using something.
Any doctrine we use as an umbrella will eventually get nerfed.
Yeah. Are we supporting Init in the Frat War? Asked Shiloh. Good question. We are not supporting Init in the Frat War. There's been definitely a lot of Reddit complaining and whining, especially a few weeks ago about that. And basically what was happening was, you know, Init would see we'd make a timer, and then they would, because they had time usually, they would just drop a structure or ref another structure to coincide with it and take advantage of that. And I don't know what they want us to do. We can't stop Init from doing that. Like, it's not possible. And it's smart for them, right? So, like, what are we meant to do? Just be like, oh, Init, we're going to attack you if you take advantage of us doing this? It's so stupid. Yeah. So, but yeah, we're not supporting initiative. They just happen to be shooting the same people. Frat made a whole war announcement and then canceled it and after doing essentially nothing. Update on Panini from our side of the fence, asked Tim Tam. I mean, they've integrated the Horde dudes into Init. There have been some cultural, you know, stuff, but that we've heard about, but seems like it's going relatively okay.
If you discover that some former Horde people are sitting on moons under Init's flag, we're neutral to them. Go take those moons.
Hey, there you go. Lieutenant Gann asked me about Pogs. Funny, I saw someone mention Pogs yesterday. It's weird how I hadn't even seen or heard about Pogs for so long, and then someone talked about it yesterday. So I don't have any Pogs or Slammers in my collection. There are not enough clones for all the SIGs. No more required implants. So, I mean, you can have, theoretically, I think you can have 15 clones now. There are two advanced clone skills. I wouldn't do the 15th clone. That skill takes like 3 months or something, but you can definitely get plenty of clones these days.
One second, Asher.
You complain it's not mandatory?
Yeah.
For everyone, like, we're having like hundreds of questions about Surfleet. we're going to do a Q&A in Beehive comms after this. So
there you go. Tyrael says, sarcastically says, we're meant to attack in it for Frat, Asher Elias. And yeah, Frat's very much in Tyrael in a, oh no, it's the consequences of my own action kind of fuck around and find out right now. So they're having a bit of a tailspin, and they're lashing out publicly because they really never had to deal with this before. They've had a very sort of charmed life, and they have not faced adversity essentially ever. And we will see, I guess, what they're made of. What will Tyranofush's punishment be? Man, if it was equitable, it would be very harsh, but it won't be. I think Frat need a punch in the head. Sure. Yeah. That definitely seems useful. I mean, we're doing that right now. We have stuff going on that will be happening in the next week and then in the weeks to come. And we just like we've had stuff in the past few weeks. So if you guys want like a State of the Goonian, everyone set off and advance your doctrine, you know, don't be looking for that right now. There are times and places for stuff like that. And this is not the time or place. Could that be next week? Sure, could be. Is it likely? Probably not. But I would not put anything off the table right now. But I would just say that if you want to get involved, there are plenty of ways to get involved. There are plenty of SIGs to get involved. These SIGs are doing a lot. They will be talking tomorrow. But if you haven't joined, next week. But if you haven't joined these SIGs and squads yet, you are missing out on a lot of possible activity and things to do. So if you are a member of them and you don't have anything to do, maybe join more SIGs. If you are not a member of any SIGs, you should be joining them. It's a really good way to get in on the ground floor on a lot of what's going on. If you're waiting for main fleet pings, you're going to get only very few or certain pings where it makes sense to send main fleet. So if you want to participate, go ahead and join some of these smaller groups that are having exciting battles basically every week at least. Some people are linking their various SIGs, and that's a good thing to go ahead and click on them, and then we will talk to them next week. Can we do a GoFundMe in order to finally get Brisk a good mic? I figure Brisk could just sell 1/20th of his collection of little plastic toys and have one of the best mics ever made. All right, friends, I am here to announce a rest in piss to, I don't know how it's pronounced, either Alan Baez or Alan Baez. Either way, getting promoted to El Ilum, doing too much good work. Rest in piss to Alan, who has shown too much competency and will be promoted.
Joining the procurement directorate.
Yes. I don't know if I did this before. Shadows for Procurement, we had, you know, some fights a few weeks ago, and they threw together. I mean, you saw we were using Hellcats, we were using Typhoons. I mean, that came together so fast. Alan is one of those guys who was involved in that, and we have a whole like squad of procurement dudes who did a ton of good works getting that together in a matter of about 25 hours. All right, friends, I will take any more questions you got real quick, and then we'll get out of here. This game has taught me not to show competency in real life. Lavender, you'd have to be competent in real life for that to matter. Why is the sky blue? Rayleigh diffraction, I believe, is why the sky is blue. Chikamaru, how off guard were they suddenly about the Typhoon fleet? Yeah, we definitely kind of really, with the Typhoons and the Hellcats, we definitely made them pay for taking the really obvious. It was one of those things where, like, when we're doing this, like, okay, what would the obvious thing to do be? And we're like, okay, the obvious thing to do would be to, like, go major into zealots. Like the storm and the upgrades that I had in that system really screamed to do zealots. So what's the second order? Okay, let's do these typhoons. Let's do these Hellcats. They'll do really well against them. And that's basically how that Keepstart fight went so well. Where at least when it started, I think as we started reinforcing an EU time zone, we ended up having better numbers. But when it started, the numbers were essentially identical. I remember seeing a D scan; it was like 1650 versus 1630, so it was very close. And we had Arcadio's fleet in the Hellcats pausing the Keepstar for the first third of it, at least, and even down one fleet. And my Typhoon fleet getting shot by like eight different fleets, we were still doing really well. I do want to especially shout out people like the people in the Typhoon fleet. Sometimes we're going to ask you to be put in a tough position. So like the Typhoon fleet was literally, I think there were literally five fleets shooting at us all at the same time. And that means that those people in there had to be the shit eaters. I am happy to have people, especially with me in my fleet, the happy shit eaters. Thank you guys who go in there and eat shit with a grin, because it helped everyone else win, right? And that's such an important function for people to have. People who don't put their own personal glory ahead of the group. And that's what happened in that fleet. And it's something that I think is so important for a successful group. So I wanted to call it out while I was thinking about it. Felt so bad as a Logi on that fleet, says Morden. You shouldn't feel bad. Basically, the Logi was just essentially three or four more armor plates for the Typhoons, which is fine. It just made them, we won that fight. And the reason we won that fight is because while they were killing that one Typhoon that your reps were landing on, we were killing eight ships. That's a really good trade. We'll take it every time. I know we did good. I prefer doing better. Yep, I understand what you mean. They disengaged really fast, though. I mean, that was like a 3 or 4 hour fight at least. I tanked over 1 million. And that's raw, by the way. 1 million each. It's not 1 million EHP, I think. That's 1 million raw HP, which is an insane number. Actually, that might have been. No, you tanked like 125 raw, right? Beyond. And then that converts to 1 million EHP in one ship, one battleship, which is a ton. Like, it's crazy. That's crazy good.
I just want to point out that if they would have been Horde, they wouldn't have even started engaging us. So, like, just be happy.
Yeah, I've said this a few times, and I did send a ping. You know, respect to those guys for coming to fight us, right? They have shown more backbone than Horde had ever did, right? Ever. And which is an insane statement that the group that was around 10 years never did anything. Like, it's truly amazing. It really is. But, Frat, I admire their leadership. I think they have good leadership. I think it's unfortunate and just a shame that they're basically opposite time zone for a lot of us. But their leadership is good and their attitude is good. So I'm happy to have them as enemies, even in poor time zones compared to what we had before. You know, in this game, you're defined as much by yourself as your enemies, and it's good to have good enemies. The only time Horde fought was feeding 2K Retries to kill the K-Tech Keepstar. It's so funny that you say that, Sungan, and the person who was in charge of that operation was an ex-goon who had learned from us and basically got shit on for that. Like, I've heard some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, and, like, I don't know if shit on is the right word, but, like, they didn't what happened.
You'll notice they didn't leave him in charge of their alliance. They left the other guys in charge.
Yes, exactly. The one dude who showed some competency was, after that, there was no promotion. There was no attaboy. You know, it was just...
Man, that's a timeline. I never thought about that idea before. Can you imagine if they'd let him run shit?
That was what I thought about. I mean, that's what I wanted. I was just like, why don't you just put him in charge? So, yeah, I thought about that one a lot. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We're in this future now. All right. I think we can wrap it up. Long fireside, a lot of agenda items, some questions answered. I will see you guys next week. We will be doing the survey. We will be having some Sigan Squad people talking to you. Have a great week. Thank you guys for coming to the fireside.
Again, Q&A about Surfleet in Beehive.
There you go.